This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After the explosions of yesterday come the investigations. President Obama has said authorities will, quote, follow every lead. Mayor Tom Menino of Boston reminded the public today that no piece of information or detail is too small. But in an age of surveillance cameras on nearly every block and cell phone cameras in nearly every pocket, how are investigators actually going to wade through all that possibly helpful video they're going to get? Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has that story.
Almost as soon as the bombs went off, social media sites were full of fragments of the tragedy that people had captured on their cell phones.
Yeah, look, fire trucks are coming through the race right now.
Oh, my God.
But it's not just dramatic footage like this that could help investigators.
As important is a video 5 minutes before the explosion, two blocks away.
Angelo Guarino is president of Ocean Systems, a company that develops forensic video technology. He says while someone was waving "Hi, Mom" at the camera, a person that investigators have connected to the attack might have been walking by.
And that might be where they get the best image.
Investigators will gather thousands of hours of video from cell phones and store security cameras and ATM and traffic light cameras, but it's on hundreds of different formats, so just collecting it all into one system will be tough. Guarino says the usual ways we share videos over YouTube or on a DVD compress the files to make them easier to send.
That means throwing data away. That means throwing evidence away. It could be down to a pixel.
Once all that video is gathered with special software, it goes to a place like the Digital Multimedia Evidence Processing Lab at the University of Indianapolis. There, someone like Grant Fredericks, a forensic video expert, wades through all of it, frame by frame, tagging everything, trying to make connections.
Clothing descriptions and hat descriptions and backpack descriptions and shoes descriptions. Those codes are then cross-referenced, and then you can track an individual throughout the city.
But is all this effort really worth it? I asked Fredericks what the odds were that the person who planted the bombs would have actually been caught on video yesterday.
100% likely, probably 100 times.
I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.